Pleased to welcome in Lincoln County Commissioner Chairman Chris Bruns and Lincoln County Commissioner Michaela Wooler joining us to recap yesterday's Lincoln County Commissioners meeting. Guys, thanks for taking some time for us.
Well, yeah, thanks for having us in. Morning, Tristan. Morning, George. Morning, everybody out there. Happy terrific Tuesday.
Yes, amen. Commissioner Wooler, it was a hot one yesterday, but looks like we're going to be enjoying a little bit more today.
Yes, I'm welcoming the 20-degree lower temperature today.
Oh, absolutely. 85 might feel hot other times of the year, but after yesterday, it's going to feel good.
Yes, definitely.
Of course, the Nebraska Land Days Festival is upon us, Commissioner Bruns. You'll be enjoying some of the activities today, doing a little bit of golfing, it sounds like, with Commissioner Weems.
Yeah, we have the golf tournament out there that we'll be partaking in and having some good time and supporting the event. And we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a good time.
Commissioner Wooler, anything that you look forward to when the festival rolls around?
We usually participate in the parade, and that's always exciting with our grandchildren living near us now. And so we're looking forward to that and getting ready.
Do you have a float, or are you just come and watch it and make a day of?
Going to participate with Chris
in
his float this year.
Oh, okay.
Normally we're spectators, but this year we're going to come out and support Chris.
It'll be a different view. I just hope you guys don't melt away. You'll have to have some sunscreen for everybody, Commissioner Bruns.
Yeah, it's supposed to be another hot one like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
So.
And not a lot of shade on the parade route.
So. Not a lot, but I have a trailer, so nobody has to walk.
That's too generous.
So you're golfing, and Commissioner Weems is a partner?
Yeah, he's a partner. We got a couple other people on.
Do you have a cheering section or anything? I mean, that's
not a cheering section.
Sounds like a dynamic team. I think I want to get behind him and voice my support.
Oh, I'm definitely not the best golfer, so I'll take any support that I can get.
There'll be a cheering section. I'm not sure it's going to be positive cheers, but somebody will be saying something.
Oh, something. I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure the remarks will be flying.
The peanut gallery will be active.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, Commissioner Bruns, before we look at the agenda for the Lincoln County Commissioners meeting from yesterday, need to discuss a little bit about some exciting events we have coming in just a week as we'll be celebrating 100 years with the Lincoln County Courthouse.
Oh my goodness, yeah. We're looking forward to this event on the 22nd. It's Wednesday. Things will kick off over there at the courthouse at 3. It'll go till roughly about 7. It's free to the public. I highly encourage everybody to come out, have a good time, help us celebrate the courthouse, the amazing asset that we have here in Lincoln County that just really, in my opinion, is probably the courthouse of the state. I think it's probably the most beautiful building in the state when it comes to courthouses. And I know, like, Michaela and Commissioner Jerry Woodruff, they've put a lot of work on the Building and Grounds Committee, making sure that, you know, we've had some renovations over this past year, getting things kind of up to par and making sure that the building is just in top notch, because it's an asset that we have to take care of. We have to make sure exists 100 years from now. So, but it's going to be a fun time. We got a lot of events. We have live music. We're going to have Rascal
with a couple of Lincoln County natives.
Yeah, exactly. Some local live bands.
Well-known, well-loved performers, I might add.
Yep,
they are.
We got Rascal Martinez and Kim Baxter going to play, so it should be a good time. There will be ice cream. There's going to be
bounce houses.
There's going to be a hot air balloon, free food. We're going to do a time capsule ceremony. We're going to unveil the updated seal for the county, and
that's really cool.
Yeah, it'll be a fun time.
I'm particularly looking forward to that part
to
of
the
event. Yes, this group of young men from the Hershey School that we asked to help us create this seal put a lot of time and effort, and it turned out way better than I thought it was gonna. So, yes, it's just spectacular is about the only word I can think of. And they were just very enjoyable to work with.
I can imagine.
And gives you hope for the future of Lincoln County. We have some fine young people in our community who were just selfless in doing this project at the end of a very busy school year.
Yeah.
So we're excited. They're going to come and participate, and we're really looking forward to that.
And what are the hours, Commissioner Bruns, next Wednesday?
3 to 7.
3 to 7. Okay.
3 to 7.
So encourage folks to come on out next Wednesday.
Can you tell me a little bit more about this time capsule? Are you gonna put it in a? Where are you going to bury it? Where are you
going to
put it?
So we have it's a nice time capsule. It's not huge, but it's going to end up being inset into the wall in the old building. inside.
Oh, awesome.
In the older part of the courthouse.
In the older part of the courthouse.
Set in the wall.
Set in the wall, yeah.
Okay. Wow.
We don't know. We don't know if there's an existing time capsule somewhere in that building. Record keeping wasn't the best back when it was built.
Sure.
And so we've kind of searched and looked through records, and we can't find anything. But it'll be highlighted in the hallway. We'll have a nice plaque over the spot that it's inset into the wall, and
cool,
the public can see where it is, and hopefully we're much better at taking records these days. 100 years from now, people hopefully open that up. And
technology's helped within the past 100 years too.
Yeah, so there's going to be some fun things, especially when it comes to technology.
Technology, yeah.
That we're going to place in that time capsule. So.
Oh, cool.
Well, I know when you were talking about this, it came up at the meeting, and you were talking about what to put in there, and one of the things you said was newspapers.
Yep.
But I didn't get a deadline for when I have to turn my newspaper in. So.
That morning, please.
So I'm asking. Okay.
Yeah, we'd like a good weekly edition of the bulletin to place in there. So
the competition edition. Probably down the street.
Yeah, down the street. We'll grab their daily.
Sure.
So.
Sure. Awesome.
Tristan, if you want to send over a Head and Shoulder shop, we'll get you in there too.
I don't know. Don't we want this to be appealing? We want people to be appealed by this, don't we?
I think we ought to have mugs in the morning on there.
Absolutely.
I'll take a picture before I leave today.
Okay.
And I'll see that you get that.
Okay? When they put out the request for suggestions to, you know, what items that we wanted placed in the time capsule, I'm not sure who came up with it, but they're going to do digital records in there
And
I think Chris is the one that suggested that we put a miniature record or a projector in there. So 100 years from now, when they open it up,
they'll have the technology needed.
They'll have the technology they needed.
The tools will all be right there to use.
That's the plan.
You can put a lot of things on a flash drive now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
there
will be a lot of fun stuff in there. And I'm hoping, you know, Chris's children's children and my children's children's children will be part of opening that time capsule up.
George and I will still
sounds
be here,
great.
So I don't know where you guys are going.
Yeah.
George and I will be here.
We'll still be beating the streets. Yeah,
yeah,
putting
we'll
out
still
the
be working.
And probably
Joe
Hoogley too.
Well, but, Commissioner Hoogley will be around.
You look at the advances that we've made in 100 years. Who knows? We may be around in 100 years.
I don't want to be. I don't want to be here forever.
You know, they said that when I was a younger guy too, and it hasn't really happened. But I was going to sign up for it. I like life. I like living. So
to a point.
But these cynical radio broadcasters aren't so optimistic.
I just know what's next, so I'm ready for that when it happens. Now, when we look at the agenda from yesterday's Leakey County Commissioners meeting, Commissioner Wooler, relatively routine in the agenda and a lot of housekeeping items, I would say.
A lot of housekeeping going on. You know, something I've come to realize in the 6-7 months I've been serving on the commission, the meetings are pretty routine. Once in a while we have things that are out of the ordinary that we deal with, but the real work happens all week long. I know for me, and I'm sure for Chris and the other commissioners too, we're busy. My schedule is jam-packed, traveling to the communities that I serve, talking to people. I visit my departments every week, working on stuff that citizens bring to us, you know, for finding information and help. So we're busy, and it's all pretty exciting.
Oh, yeah.
And something else I've come to realize, the community members of Lincoln County all work together really well. We have common goals that we're trying to achieve, and I've just been really excited to be a part of this.
Cool.
Some of the things that we've talked about in the meetings, the centennial celebration, we kind of keep that on the forefront, and you know, trying to work for the taxpayers for reducing, especially in this inflationary environment.
Oh.
Yeah, so good meetings, but That's just a tiny bit of what your commissioners are doing for you.
One of the most headline-worthy items yesterday, Commissioner Bruns, we were talking about off the air earlier too, is continuing an agreement with the Extension Office here in North Platte.
Yes, so I serve on the Extension Board in my capacity as a commissioner. It's just, again, one of those collateral things.
You're the liaison from the commission to the extension.
Exactly, and you know, my eyes were opened up. I knew that the county extension did a lot. Not only here in Lincoln, it's a we have dual partnership. We actually serve with Lincoln. It's Lincoln, Logan, and McPherson counties all kind of partner up in in this extension. And the work that we do for this region is just amazing, helping our ag producers, especially in the way of education. And so we renewed that interlocal agreement with the University of Nebraska yesterday for the additional support and continued relationship that we have with the university and what they provide for the counties out here in that extension program.
And it's a no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer. Absolutely, it's a no-brainer. And we talked about, you know, there's been some changes over the years that have occurred for both an efficiency standpoint for the university and tax-paying, tax-saving standpoint for the people throughout Nebraska, but here locally too. And hopefully we're able to expand some of those services. I know we talked at length about getting some veterinary services and education back out here in this area.
If only we had a commissioner that knew a thing or two about the veterinary services.
Jerry actually brought it up.
So. Oh, how odd.
And as a livestock producer, that was a topic I was very glad to see brought up in the room, because it is, we use the veterinary services a lot at the extension. But I think Chris is right. I don't know if people realize everything they do in the community.
They're unsung heroes.
They really are. I mean, with the 4-H and education as far as homemakers and gardening, and they just touch a lot of areas. I see that they have lots of classes this summer that our youth and older people can participate in.
Absolutely. So, absolutely.
Like you said, it was an easy yes vote for me to continue that relationship.
Commissioner Wooler, Chairman Bruns, anything else you guys like to bring up this morning?
No. You know, it's, well, yes, actually. This next week, I've been told, I know it's been thrown out there and
knock
on
wood,
it's going to come soon, but the technology is in. I think all the bugs have been worked out. We did a lot of the bug working out yesterday. We should be live streamed for our meeting on Monday, so encourage everybody. The information will be put out on our agenda, on our county website, with the link for people to go on and click and actually watch the meeting, either as it's happening or later on at their leisure in an archive capacity. So really looking forward to that.
Congratulations. Really. That's been a kind of a long process to get all the bugs out of that system, but
there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
That's a great. I think that's a great step, and on behalf of my, you know, the public that buys my product that I have to serve, I just want to say thank you.
Yeah.
No, I think it's
tremendously transparent.
It's our duty to be transparent.
Yeah, I think it was a necessary step.
Yes.
You know, we have our meetings at 9 o'clock on Monday mornings, and you know, a lot of people can't participate and come, and so
it's
tricky. I think this will really open up invitations to people so they can see exactly what we are working on for them.
Government should be close as possible to the people, and I think that this is an avenue for that to happen. So,
well, I want to say, of all the meetings that I've attended for 20 some years in newspapers, you guys probably have the most open meeting, and appreciate that it's regular every week too. So it's, you know, I think this is a great step to what's already a pretty transparent and accessible process, but this is like broadcasting it all over the county, so, or to anybody.
Worldwide. Anybody can watch.
Well, anybody can watch.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, George.
You're
that
welcome.
Means a lot.
Well, you're welcome.
Now, Commissioner Wooler, Commissioner Bruns, if folks want to get in contact with you, what's the best way for them to do so?
For me, you can go to the county website for all of the commissioners. There's a hyperlink on there. You click on our name, and it'll redirect you to our email. And my cell phone number is 308-530-7338.
And for you, Commissioner Bruns?
Same thing. The county website's getting a refresh, so it'll be a little bit more user-friendly to navigate, especially mobily. But yeah, click on the Commissioner's tab. You can email us there or my cell phone, which in my opinion is actually the best way to reach me. Respond well to text messages and phone calls. And if I don't answer, leave me a message. But that number is 308-660-6049.
Well, Commissioners, we look forward to seeing you again next week and next Wednesday as well at the big celebration for the county courthouse. Appreciate the time as always.
Absolutely.
Ice cream's on me.
Hey, right. I like it.
All right. That's a deal.
More coming up on KODY's Mugs in the Morning right after this, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.